from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
The NHL draft on WGR. Who will the Sabres select?
On behalf of the Buffalo Sabres, proud to select.
Hear it live on the home of the Sabres.
And now, with all the coverage of the NHL draft, here's your host, Derek Kramer.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer is here. I'm Joe Calley. Live coverage of the NHL draft. We're currently in round 3. As you can hear, the Harbor Center in the background there. They're there for the 11-day power play. I think Josh Schmidt will be joining shortly. TJ Luckman at some point will be joining them. And, yeah, it's been trade for this, you know, trades in the second round and third round so far. The Sabres taking part in that. So we're just kind of waiting to see. We're waiting for the Sabres' next pick. Got a little bit of time. And boy, oh boy, first NHL draft I've really sat down and watched the entirety of, and it moves a lot quicker than the NFL draft. And yes. I wish we could campaign and make that across the board, make that like a thing.
It does.
You know, I wish that could be a thing for everything, but who knows? And then free agency on Monday, so it's a big weekend for the NHL. So this is going to be good. Derek, though, how are you doing down at the Harbor Center?
Oh, we're good. We're just catching up here. Obviously, we had Amy on in that last segment. I had to swap the headphones there because I can talk a little louder, and I'm basically eating this mic now. But
I gotcha.
You know,
it happens. It happens
sometimes.
Tastes
like microphone.
Yeah. Acquired taste.
And I have to break Josh before he gets his first word in.
I'm already broken before we even got here, buddy. Like,
oh right, you're still mad.
I
indigestion. Here it is, sitting next to me now.
Mm. Yeah, but we got to get hit. We got to get Josh Schmidt
while playing goalie.
We got to get Josh Schmidt some tums.
I was gonna play today, nice and calm, and have fun, and it's gonna be relaxing. It's the last shift I'm playing in this year, but the Sabres had to go and make me upset, and so now I'm gonna play angry. Now I'm gonna play mad. I'm gonna go Dominic Hasek style. I'm coming out of the net,
tripping someone Marion Gabbert style.
Yeah, I'm gonna just like fly out of nowhere with the flying poke.
Oh my god.
Might steal someone's stick and go all the way down and pull a Goldberg from Anaheim the Mighty Ducks.
Thank goodness
movies.
You're on my team.
Yeah. you two are gonna be fueled up, playing with rage. Can't wait. I told Derek he's gonna drop the gloves in a charity hockey event. This is gonna be crazy.
He's gonna drop them with me because I'm gonna do something that makes him mad.
Goaltender,
we're gonna fight each other.
Derek, what position do you play? Forward?
I'm forward, yeah.
All right.
Center wing.
Forward, headline, forward and goaltender on same team in the 11-day power play, drop and fight. So this is going to be interesting. I might just come for that. If we can pay-per-view, I don't know. But
I mean, also, though, just so we can kind of get back on track, but also, you know, reminding everyone why we're here today. Of course, the 11-day power play is day 10 of 11. Closing ceremonies are tomorrow, 6 o'clock, as Amy Lesikowski had said in that last hour just now. The Sabres alumni list, it's a mystery. We don't know who's coming in.
Ooh.
So there's only one way you can find out, and that's getting your butt here tomorrow for the closing ceremonies at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, Josh, myself, TJ Luckman, members of WGR, taking a second stab at the 11-day power play.
Well, TJ's playing his third.
TJ's playing his third, that's right. So,
it's our second.
This is our second, TJ's third, and we're going right back at it. I've had to walk around. So, Josh, here's what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that the hamstring's been feeling a little tight and I've been walking around and loosening it up, a big trade has happened.
Yes.
Oh, we right, get
like,
out of here.
We
go,
want Derek
go,
to walk.
Leave.
Last time that happened, the Sabres
guys,
traded
his hamstring, up. His hamstring's real tight right now. He's got to take a walk.
listen, I wish, because we'd see the Sabres trade up right now if that happened. But
I mean,
we can't. We can't. Just
are we constituting? Are we constituting this trade as a big trade?
Martial law is in effect,
it's
Derek. You need to go
martial
take a walk.
Martial law.
You just evoked martial law on me. What the heck am I going to do with that?
I don't know. But Utah is on the clock right now.
They've been busy. I've liked what they've done so far with their deals, getting Sergachev, going ahead and getting John Marino too. So it's not like they've been they're not the quiet Coyotes that we've been used to eating on oodles and noodles of dead cap.
Sounds like an owner that wants to win, like unlike what they had in Arizona.
Yes.
I mean, you know, like Ryan Smith's had all the success with the Utah Jazz. He knows what it takes to get out there and make a good sports franchise. So I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be great if Utah comes in and they're good right away, or at least they're making the right moves. It's great for the brand. It's great for the sport. It's great for the league. Like, you went from some team that was just basically inept.
Existing.
They were just there. They were signing retired players. They were going after guys like Chris Pronger, Brett Hull, Marian Hossa. By the way, they did all this in, like, 2018 when all
Pavel
those guys
Datsu
were
contract.
Retired. Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to see this team actually doing something, because I know that that management group – with, I believe it's Bill Armstrong, not Bill.
Yeah,
Armstrong. Yeah.
Oh, hang on, I'll check that.
I can't remember his first name exactly, but he has a smart hockey mind. He knows what he's doing, and it's nice that he's actually able to use it.
He's not hamstrung at this
right.
point by Alex Mariuolo and that awful ownership. It was Bill Armstrong, by the way.
Look at
so
that.
So you were right.
Look
but,
at that.
But the thing is that they're often forgotten because the Coyotes were just existing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to see not only that they are getting active, they have all these picks that they can use and throw around right now, and they're throwing their weight around, and that's good to see for a new fan base to be taking over here. And now also seeing the Mariuolo group backing off essentially of reviving Coyotes 2.0, and that's a heartbreaker for Arizona in the sense of you're not getting anything for a while now, but it's also got to be relieving that it's not going to be this, I'll say it, this jackass at the helm of this anymore.
Right, and to be honest,
Who couldn't pay his bills on time.
No, the internet was cut out from him. The Utah, though, did just pick Vaiti Väisänen, defenseman. So they're going defense here. We're going to get some more information on him in just a minute. He's got an 88 hockey IQ rating, I guess, from, what is this?
What?
Yeah, they're showing it from Pro Hockey Group, provided by the Pro Hockey Group. He's got an 88 ranking on hockey IQ. We're looking at Madden ratings for these guys right now. So he shoots left, but the Florida Panthers now on the clock at pick 97. So, and then we've got Utah back on at 98. So they've made some moves. Utah's back on the clock. So
Utah,
Florida took Utah's a defenseman.
Utah's been busy. Washington has been busy. I've liked what the Capitals have done as well. They get a second round pick for Beck Malenstein. Yeah, I'm saying it like that. I'm still salty. But they go ahead and they also trade for Logan Thompson. They traded for Andrew Mangiapane. Like, this has been a solid group here. And they've been busy. I like what they've been doing so far, too. I'm hoping Buffalo's not done. That's all I have to say at this point. They better just not be done.
Aren't
deals
we all?
Deals are just happening now. They're going through.
Yes.
Deals keep coming in. So I'm just hoping that they're just getting started and that Kevin Adams has plenty more still in the tank by the time I go and take the ice.
Round four, also at 98. We were on the fringe. We're there. We are now in round four.
This is why the NHL has the best draft.
Yeah, exactly.
They
just so quick. Yeah.
Like, it's like, yep, they probably already have, like, six picks confirmed. They're just trying to, like, get them all out there.
Yeah.
They're just trying to catch the public up on what's going on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I love
and
it.
Utah picked another defenseman, Gregor. Is that Bieber? Biber?
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 I would say Biber, because they're missing the extra E.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the day-to-day minutiae of draft picks going on from other teams, though. Let's not break our brains here.
No. Long-lost relative of Justin Bieber, Canadian
yes.
sensation.
Lost Biber. A consonant, or a vowel, excuse me, on the way.
The
but
they were separated at birth because of that lost vowel. Mm-hmm. See, look, you got me.
I know.
Come on.
All right, guys, let's reel it back in a little bit here. And, of course, part of it, though, being that the Sabres, they've been active-ish, I'd say. Is that the word to say, ish?
I think it's fair to say that, yeah, they have made trades, but it's not like, I mean, moving up in like the third and fourth rounds, they're not going to be massive trades.
Right.
The big trade of the day, quote unquote, for the Sabres is that second round pick for, what's his name again? How do you say his name? I haven't said his name out loud. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that.
So let's recap. The Sabres trading pick 43 overall to acquire forward Beck Malenstein from the Washington Capitals, that being the straight-up acquisition on that. Meanwhile, Buffalo's draft class so far, center Konsta Helenius from Finland. He looks like a pro-ready kind of prospect, a guy that they want to get into North America as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Defenseman Adam Kleber in the second round at pick 42. We heard from him actually earlier. He's a big boy, 6'6", 215.
Right shot, too.
Right-handed shot and a lot of balance to his game, it looks like. A very two-way defenseman style type of player where he's responsible in his own end, but also he does like to try to wheel and move the puck around. So that looks like that could be a solid addition for Buffalo as well. In the third round, Buffalo selects right winger Brody Zimer out of the USHL NDTP, the National Team Development Program for U.S. under 18. Hopefully they're not done.
Hopefully they're not.
The one thing that I'm curious about is what's going on with the Jeff Skinner contract, because that's gone completely dark.
It's gone dark because, as Paul Hamilton mentioned this earlier, they have until tomorrow.
That's true.
They're trying to figure out everything and anything that they can do otherwise. Like, if there's a trade that can be manifested, they're trying to work that still, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only reason for the delay at this point. Like, we saw Ryan Suter get bought out, for example. Like, that was Dallas already knowing that they were going to do that.
Right. And I wonder, though, like...
But there's a difference between Ryan Suter and Jeff Skinner. A, the contract size, but also B, the impact on the ice at this point as well. Skinner still is a 20 to 30 goal scorer even on his down years. Suter is kind of nearing the end of his playing capacity as a physical defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more or less, all right, we're going to make that decision and we're going to make it now. That was a nice save.
Wow, good glove save over there by that goalie. I'm just at the point with, I think, or I wonder, did they have almost a deal in place for someone to replace Skinner and then it fell through, right? Like, is somebody that they targeted an Andrew Mangiapane or something like that? Like, it makes me wonder if, like, something they had in place ended up going the other way. I don't know what would possess them to – it's all this buildup of, yes, they're going to do it, and then all of a sudden, what happened? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
All right, so here's what's going to happen in live time. I'm going to explain all of this.
Okay.
So, TJ Luckman is here.
We're getting the crew.
Yeah, we're getting the crew here. Joe, I'm going to have you basically buy us 30 seconds as we do some headset swapping.
Gotcha.
Here.
All right.
So go for it.
I'll waste some time. I'll use my ADHD as my superpower. Here we go. Utah's back on the clock at 103. We're nearing the Sabres at 108 in the fourth round. Hear the headphones switching in the background. It's pretty invigorating. This is awesome. The Ottawa Senators are up next. The Seattle Kraken are at 105, Calgary at 106. Good question on who 107 is, but I know the Sabres are 108. And we'll see who Utah picks. They've had some picks back-to-back here and pretty close together. So they're kind of making moves for the future here with some big trades off in the second round there. So for Utah, yeah. if you're a member of the Utah fan base or Arizona fan base, if you're following your old team over there, you've got some stuff to look forward to. They look to be in kind of a win now mentality here of getting some players. So,
yep.
Did I buy 30 seconds? Maybe a little more?
No,
that was plenty of time.
You
Joe.
Bought all right, awesome. Time.
Perfect.
TJ now joining us here.
I don't think anybody even noticed there was a headset switch, honestly. Yeah. Josh was very delicate with the headset when he handed it over, so hopefully nobody heard any.
Yeah. You do
noises.
Have the more proper working one. I have to eat this microphone, so I'm not handing it off to anyone else.
That's fair. I'm not.
You know, you don't need
I'm not trying.
Need,
oh, there's a nice
goal. You don't need Derek Schmidt out here. You don't need that.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
I don't think so, we needed that noise,
that
whatever
again.
That was. Yeah,
yeah, we're never
that
doing
was,
that again.
That was Derek.
That was unsettling.
Of course it was Derek. It's always Derek. Anyway.
So, Tej, of course, everyone's giving their thoughts so far on what the Sabres have been doing. A trade for a bottom six player, a guy that might be able to make a bit of a more physical impact here in Beck Malenstein. Possible
That's nice.
Overpay?
That's nice. Considering what we've seen around the league, I don't know. I guess it's the trade that Kevin Adams was going for, but it doesn't tick the box for me.
Yeah.
We were expecting, I don't want to say we were expecting big things, but he's talking about how he's trying like heck to trade that pick yesterday and he just can't do it. I do think they got a really good player.
Yes.
But they're in a situation where they need to win now, and that would have been nice to use at the 14th pick. That being said, they still have a ton of prospect depth now at this point that they can still deal with the three first-rounders of the last 3 years on Matt Savoy, Isaac Rosane, Manny Oslund, Yuri Kulik. I'm not saying they have to trade all those guys, but they do have pieces. It's not all over because it didn't happen at draft weekend. That's right. There is a whole free agency period coming up, and that's also when a lot of activity kicks up among GMs as well. So I don't think the assignment is still incomplete, I would say.
There's a chance for we're so back.
There's a chance, but we're not there yet.
Yes.
We could be at 108 and 109, though, coming up. Who knows?
Sure. Those could be the picks.
Those could be the ones.
We could be so back after 108 and 109. Who knows?
That's so back.
That's true. No, but I do think you do have to give this time. I do think we got sort of married to an idea of they definitely have to trade this pick. And then they kind of trade the pick, and then it's like, okay, so they got a little extra, but you still got to trade the pick.
Yep.
So I think we got a little tied to that idea. Brayton Wilson, our very own, was very excited about the pick yesterday. He was one of the players that Brayton wanted them to pick, and when they called out his name, I was excited for him. So,
our Brayton big board.
Yeah, that's right. The Brayton board, if you will.
Yes.
The Bray board. Can we shorten it to that? I don't know if he's going to give me permission for that, but that's okay.
You know what?
I mean, so far, the Sabres have done a good job of sticking to their board like they have in years past under the Kevin Adams regime. Mm-hmm. So they're doing what they have been doing for many years. I just hope that there's something left.
Let's hope that there's something left, indeed. So we'll take a timeout here. We're suddenly running out of time, you, me, and Josh.
That's right.
But of course, the NHL draft is still going on.
I wouldn't go to break just yet. I know we're close on time. We are on 107. Calgary's on the clock, and they made 106 pretty quick, and then the Sabres are back-to-back 108, 109. I think we got to keep it here.
We'll get to this pick then. We'll take our break then after that. But, of course, coverage of the NHL draft, it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. So, Sabres coming up here on – it's two Flames picks, two Sabres picks.
That's, yes.
Draft. How did that work out?
How did this happen? How did we get here?
Very good question.
I'm not doing the research for it.
Yeah, how did we get here?
No, that's okay. So we have a couple picks coming up here.
I mean, the way I can explain it is it was Philadelphia's pick.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, Eric Johnson.
That's right. They did get a pick for
Eric
Johnson.
Oh, I had to crack open that memory for the nightmare fuel.
I had to open up the Saber website here for that information. But, yeah, that's how they're that 109 here.
Yeah. So
so far they've got two forwards and a D.
We had to suffer through Eric Johnson.
You're still on Eric Johnson.
That's fine.
I am.
Yeah.
Two forwards and a D. I could see them going another forward here.
Yeah, no. But
Calgary's deciding to take their time suddenly. So they're on the NFL draft time clock right now.
Jeez. But the other thing about this, though, is obviously, like TJ said, there's plenty of opportunity for them to not be done because it's not picks that are the thing that they have the strongest case of. It's prospects. They have such a strong pipeline, especially down the middle, that they should be able to make a powerful move when it comes down to it. I'm hoping that that's the case. I'm still going to hold out hope. I had my little rage fit in the first hour, We're done with that at this point. I'm just going to go ahead and say, no, I'm not there yet with Adams. I'm not there yet with Kevin Adams. Please don't let me get there. I just wasn't happy with
I don't want to be there with Kevin Adams. I
don't either.
I trust him. Calgary just traded the pick to Philadelphia, by the way. So Philadelphia is now on the clock at 107. That's why we were taking a little longer there. So hopefully Philadelphia's got it, and then we'll have 108 and 109.
We need Paul just for the train horn, for the trade.
We do. We need Paul just to hear the trade horn.
The Bills have the train horn.
All right.
NHL has the trade horn.
It was pretty nuts yesterday, being like, oh wow, there really is a trade horn. There's a whole thing
that goes on. Yep. The Flyers picked a center. Ask me to pronounce it. I don't know if I can. 108 now on the clock with the Sabres. And we're just awaiting 108 and 109. Heikki Ruonen. Ruonen? Is that close enough? Yeah.
I think that's what we
think. I love the hockey names. Like the NFL names, you don't get a lot of variation. You know, they're all American names. The Finnish names, everything like that. It's kind of the fun of it.
Swedish, Finnish, Norwegian, Russian. All those Eastern European regions are playing, so.
Yes. Oh, look at the sphere with the Sabres stuff on it. It looks so cool. They got booed last night, didn't they?
Everybody got booed.
Yeah, everybody
got
booed.
Oh, did they?
Which is right. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yes.
Like Bettman gets on stage and you start booing, and that's just tradition.
Somebody brought up, though, like, why would the Sabres get booed? I mean, they traded Jack Eichel to Vegas, and Vegas won the cup.
You're not wrong there, I guess.
Like, come on. Like, I don't know.
It's true. It's like we gave you this.
Yeah. We basically gave you your cup. It's fine.
Yeah. I wonder if the Sabres are trying to trade this. They're sitting on the clock right now at 108.
Well, that's what happened with Calgary when they were waiting. So you could be right.
And they're right after at 109. So we're going to see. We're just looking.
Yeah, so we do have to keep it right here for our listeners.
Yes. We'll blow up the clock for the listeners, our devoted fan base.
Anything for the listeners.
Yes. Come on. The anticipation is real.
It is real. So I do want to talk about, Derek was just talking about the depth that the Sabres have, and I was just talking about where they can go here, and I do think that they could use help on defense still, just in general. Ryan Johnson is really all they have.
Pick is
in the pipeline. So I'm really wondering if they kind of go heavier on defense in this draft in general, but let's see what happens. Okay, I was right. Luke Osborne.
Yeah, Luke Osborne, defenseman.
Okay, so we'll take that.
Yep.
Right shot or left shot?
That's a good question. We're gonna check now. Checking USA now. He is a... Oh, God.
The Youngstown Phantoms.
Where is he?
There we go. Yeah, he's in the USHL Youngstown. Defenseman, he's 6'1", 172. Of course, why would they tell me if he's a left shot or a right shot?
Right,
Josh?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that either. But from Elite Prospects, he's a left shot. Elite Prospects says, you know, he instantly joins the play at the right moment, stays inside passing lanes, heel-to-heel skating to pull in defenders before slipping down the boards. And in a rush, he manipulates defenders with crossovers, weight shifts, fakes. So he's a shifty guy. That's what I'm hearing. I'm excited.
That sounds like a modern NHL defenseman in the third round. We'll take that. Fourth round, I should say.
A lot of the rankings, too, it looks like they had him going... Like, I'm seeing 50, 73, 87, 103, 139. So, like, sounds like this guy could have gone all over the board here. I'm interested. Oh, he's playing in Wisconsin. Okay, I was going to say, I wonder if he's, like, committed to a college next year.
So he's going to go to college. So he's going to take a while.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the Sabres' ability to sort of find the guy that's left of the value board and take that guy. I think that's a lot of credit to their internal team. Their analytics team for sure. Jason Karmanos.
That's like Brody Zimmer, the pick they had in the third round.
Yeah.
He's the captain of the U.S. National Team Development Program last year, and a lot of people are saying, you know, he was one of the best value guys left in the third round there. So it's nice to see that. Like you said, like they find value, like these diamonds in the rough, at least on paper at time of the draft pick.
I think Jiří Kulík is a great example of that in terms of players, especially when I'm pretty sure it was well thought of that they should have taken Kulík where they took Rosanne. Osland. Or was it Osland? I get those two mixed up all the time. They should have taken him where they took Osland, and then he still ended up being available at 28. That's a huge development there. So it's a good job on them of staying true to their value, but also it does seem to line. For the longest time, it did not seem like Sabres' internal prospect evaluation lined up with, I don't want to say traditional NHL prospect breakdowns, but it just, they would take a guy you would never expect,
right,
type of situation.
And I think it's also true with guys like J.J. Paterka, too. Like, they moved to get Paterka a few years ago in the second round and got aggressive, and it's paying off. So I like when the Sabres get aggressive and make these picks, that they get up higher for these picks, but it's getting to the point where you need more than just prospects. You need more than guys that will be good eventually. You need guys that are good right now. Guys that are good eventually are needed, but you need guys that are good right now as well to keep you afloat.
And they've certainly got lucky there, too. J.J. Paterka has flourished into a phenomenal player. One of their key players heading into next year. And a bit of the unknown, and it ends up being Jack Quinn now.
Right.
Where I don't want to say he's unknown. I think he's going to come back and be fine, but he had a lot happen to his legs last year. So it's, you know, it remains to be seen what he's going to bring. The little that he did bring in the time that he did see, he was terrific. I'm excited to see him come back. But I feel like prior to last year, we were wondering whether it would be J.J. Paterka or
Sabres
Jack
traded
Quinn
the pick to Winnipeg.
There we go. Okay, so we can go to break.
Yeah, we can go to break. You're listening to live coverage of the NHL Draft right here on WGR, and it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy New York's outlet liquor when you need to stock up. It's your place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. We're going to take a quick time out here. We blew up the clock, so we'll be right back with more coverage of the NHL Draft right after this on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
NHL draft coverage here on WGR. Derek Kramer here with you live from Harbor Center. We've had Josh Schmidt. We've had TJ Luckman rotating in as they've been walking in here. As my team is now starting to gather before we take the ice at 3 o'clock. And it's a rainy day. So if you need to get out of the rain, why don't you come on down here and jeer on some of your lesser-known GR personalities and myself, Josh, TJ, and heckle us a little bit more if you want. But also, closing ceremonies for the 11-day power play, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Definitely come and check that out because the Sabres alumni list is a mystery. We don't know who's going to be out there yet, and that's going to be a fun little surprise for those that go and attend for that. Speaking of which, I have someone that's going to be taking part in the closing ceremonies against or possibly with, depends on how they want to align it, the Sabres alumni. A man who is also going to be skating in 6 straight hours today. Sam Rotella is here with me. And this is going to be a fascinating interview just because of the fact of it's not quite like those 11 straight days, but 6 hours is a daunting task in and of itself.
Hey, yeah, the reality is 6 straight hours, that's nothing compared to what people fighting cancer are going to go through on a day-to-day basis.
Very, very diplomatic answer there. So Sam, when it comes to it, how long have you been skating in the 11-day power play? How many years have you been putting into the cause?
Oh, Lord. So I first started skating in the very first community shift with my employer shift, work for Moog, and skated there. And then after that first year, I started running my own team, as you are well aware of. I think there's only 1 year in the past that I haven't ran a team myself, and that was when they had the COVID one going on. So, yeah, it's been doing
so since 2018, you've been a part of this thing, and then save for the record and the invitational is the only year you haven't been able to do it.
That's correct.
That's exactly it. It's the same with me. I mean, you obviously knowing that I had to skip out of 2020 with a hip injury, but I was part of the invitational. So we've been doing this for a couple of years now, though, and I'm glad that I'm here with you, and that I'm glad that you are still a monster in this stuff. Sam, of course, the on ice is one thing. How much were you able to raise this year, the impact that you were able to have here with this community shift and with raising money for cancer research programs?
So this year I raised a tad hair over $2,000.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's impressive, though. Like, you don't get to see a lot of that. I mean, I haven't hit that number yet personally either, so it's a good job, though, that you're able to get the money to help out with this stuff and find the kind hearts that are able to help out and donate to the cause, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wouldn't be in my fortunate fundraising position if it wasn't for family, friends, and the community as a whole. You know, it's been a great thing over the last many years at this point. I think I'm getting close to about $10,000 total of overall fundraising since I started. I know the last 2 years I've done over $2,000 each. Previous few years before that were in the $1,300 to $1,700 range. So, yeah, I haven't actually gone up and tallied myself yet. But, yeah, we're closing in, if not having passed that $10,000 mark personally.
We'll bug Mike about that and see if there's a plaque coming your way or not. Sam, of course, you got 6 hours. What's the mindset here today?
Get pucks deep. Look good, feel good, play good.
There we go. Get pucks deep, get pucks to the net, and win some hockey games.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just trying not to embarrass myself, which is quite the daunting task if you've actually ever seen me play hockey in your life.
Well, but also, speaking of grinders like yourself, though, it's in the family. Your mom's been driving since 4 a.m. to come in to see this, so you better bet I am shouting out your mother here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know she's actually listening right now, probably going, Sammy, Derek, what the heck are you guys doing? But, yeah, she's been driving since about 4 a.m. today, coming up to come watch us both embarrass ourselves today. Love the woman to death. I know my dad's also listening, too, out in Indiana. They were all at a cousin of mine's wedding. Allison, sorry I couldn't be there. You know, the whole situation.
It's too busy raising funds for the community.
Yeah, you know, you know, I wish I could have been there out for her, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. So got to shout out the family there.
Is Sam Rotella the new Aaron Rodgers eschewing his family to play hockey? Sam, thanks for taking the time, though. I appreciate it. And also, I guess your quick hit on Sabres offseason thus far?
I mean, I'm super positive as a whole about the Sabres. This year's absolutely our year. You know, I say that with absolutely no sarcasm whatsoever.
Super, good to have hope.
Absolutely. Super excited for Lindy to come back. Would love to see him on the ice tomorrow, actually, if he would decide to grace us with our presence. But,
only
yeah.
One way you're going to find that out. Because this man, along with the top three fundraising teams, are going to be taking on the Sabres alumni at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock here at Harbor Center. And we'll get back to some draft coverage in a moment here. Joe Kelly, Brayton Wilson will be taking over for good from the Amherst Studios at 2 o'clock. Josh Schmidt and I will be able to wrap things up here. Coming up next, as NHL draft coverage on WGR is brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. We'll be back in a flash here. Day 2 coverage of the NHL draft continues on coming up next here on WGR. up on the Buffalo Sabres here, picking again in the fourth round. Welcome back to day two coverage of the NHL draft here on WGR. Derek Kramer, Josh Schmidt live down from Harbor Center. Joe Cali in our Amherst studios. Brayton Wilson will be sitting in with Joe once we hit the 2 o'clock hour. And they'll be taking you the rest of the way here along with Paul Hamilton live from what I'm calling the chaos sphere at this point. But I've loved his reporting on the atmosphere of it, too. It's been fantastic. But the Sabres just making their pick, so let's recap everything here. Defenseman Simon-Pierre Brunet from Canada. He's a QMJHL, so he plays in the Q, Quebec Major Junior.
They've had success there. They've had success there recently. Sevalod Komarov last year won Defenseman of the Year in his first year since the Sabres drafted him. So, hey, you never know. I mean, the Q is not known for good defense.
Yeah. No. No.
You can get
– oh, Brayton's there.
Hey, Brayton's here.
I'm here. Sorry.
No, but, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Sevalod Komarov, like, Komarov looks to be very good. So why not try to go back there again and just give yourself a shot, right? I mean, the more darts at the dartboard, the better chances you have. But – goes back to the same conversation of how many more of these darts are we going to throw?
Simon-Pierre Brunet was a teammate with Vsevolod Komarov in the Q, playing with Drummondville, and is a QMJHL champion. So that's an added perk. So the Sabres got the chance to see plenty of this guy while watching Komarov play there. So
he looks big too, 6'2", 196.
Yeah.
So we'll recap the draft class right here. First round yesterday, Konsta Helenius, the center from Finland, with pick 14 yesterday. Then, of course, with day two, the Sabres go ahead and at pick 42, they select defenseman Adam Kleber, 6'6", 215, U.S.-born defenseman out of the USHL. Then in the third round, the Sabres go and select right winger Brody Zimmer. He is part of the U.S. National Team's development program in the USHL. They stay in the USHL in the fourth round with defenseman Luke Osborne. Osborne playing in Youngstown in the USHL. And then, of course, obviously just now wrapping up their fourth round with Simon-Pierre Brunet, defenseman from the QMJHL, Quebec Major Junior. Well, I have to take a long sigh. I've been walking this thing off. Trades have been happening. Let's see if I'm loosey-goosey enough now. But Brayton, Joe, you guys have been fantastic back there. And for now, it's going to be it for me. Why is the Zamboni only half done?
That's okay, yeah.
We have
if you guys were here, the Zamboni has left the ice.
But the ice is packed on it.
Oh, they're losing the snow, that's why.
Oh, yeah, the ice is packed on it, so that's why.
But okay.
Yeah, no.
Story is over. Never mind.
We almost had Zamboni busted. I'm probably not playing today. But
oh no! Like that one Sabres game last season.
I was about to say I was at the Sabres game. It broke down four rows in front of me, and I was like, "Oh, this is great."
But you guys have been fantastic, and of course, Evan, great job on Central Control so far, juggling us here at Harbor Center, Paul in Las Vegas, the other two chuckleheads back there in Amherst. So you've been doing a great job on the board there, Evan, as well, and doing the updates as well. So keep things going strong, guys. We've got to go. We've got some charity hockey to play.
Yes, hopefully. Drop the gloves. Good luck.
Yes, we'll drop the gloves.
We'll get a video of me and Derek fighting.
Pure Sabres frustration.
Sounds good. Sounds like an entertaining game. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, guys. You guys keep going on with this thing, and before we go, I'll say it one more time to make the sponsors happy, because coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. Brayton and Joe, take over from here. For Josh Schmidt, for TJ Luckman, I'm Derek Kramer from Harbor Center signing off. Brayton and Joe, keep things going for you with NHL draft coverage coming up next on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We're coming up on the Buffalo Sabres here, picking again in the fourth round. Welcome back to day two coverage of the NHL draft here on WGR. Derek Kramer, Josh Schmidt live down from Harbor Center. Joe Calley in our Amherst studios. Brayton Wilson will be sitting in with Joe once we hit the 2 o'clock hour. And they'll be taking you the rest of the way here along with Paul Hamilton live from what I'm calling the chaos sphere at this point. But I've loved his reporting on the atmosphere of it, too. It's been fantastic. But the Sabres just making their pick, so let's recap everything here. Defenseman Simon Pierre Brunet from Canada. He's a QMJHL, so he plays in the Q. Quebec Major Junior.
They've had success there. They've had success there recently. Sevalod Komarov last year won Defenseman of the Year in his first year since the Sabres drafted him. So, hey, you never know. I mean, the Q is not known for good defense.
Yeah. No.
You can get
– oh, Brayton's there.
Hey, Brayton's here.
I'm here. Sorry.
no, but, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Sevalod Komarov, like, Komarov looks to be very good. So why not try to go back there again and just give yourself a shot, right? I mean, the more darts at the dartboard, the better chances you have. But – goes back to the same conversation of how many more of these darts are we going to throw?
Simon Pierre Brunet was a teammate with Vsevolod Komarov in the Q, playing with Drummondville, and is a QMJHL champion. So that's an added perk. So the Sabres got the chance to see plenty of this guy while watching Komarov play there. So
he looks big too, 6'2", 196.
Yeah.
So
oh, there you
we'll
go.
Recap. We'll recap the draft class right here. First round yesterday, Konsta Helenius, the center from Finland, with pick 14 yesterday. Then, of course, with day two, the Sabres go ahead and at pick 42, they select defenseman Adam Kleber, 6'6", 215, U.S.-born defenseman out of the USHL. Then in the third round, the Sabres go ahead and select right winger Brody Zimmer. He is part of the U.S. team, the U.S. national team's development program in the USHL. They stay in the USHL in the fourth round with defenseman Luke Osborne. Osborne playing in Youngstown in the USHL. And then, of course, obviously just now wrapping up their fourth round with Simon Pierre Brunet, defenseman from the QMJHL, Quebec Major Junior. Well, I have to take a long sigh. I've been walking this thing off. Trades have been happening. Let's see if I'm loosey-goosey enough now. But Brayton, Joe, you guys have been fantastic back there. And for now, it's going to be it for me. Why is the Zamboni only half done?
That's okay, yeah.
We have
if you guys were here, the Zamboni has left the ice.
But the ice is packed on it.
They're losing the snow, that's why.
Oh, yeah, the never ice mind. Is packed on it, so
yeah.
That's why.
But okay.
Yeah, no.
Story is over. Never mind.
We almost had Zamboni busted. I'm probably not playing today. But
oh, no. Like that one Sabres game last season.
I was about to say, I was at the Sabres game. It broke down four rows in front of me, and I was like, oh, this is great.
But you guys have been fantastic. And, of course, Evan, great job on Central Control so far, juggling us here at Harbor Center, Paul in Las Vegas, the other two chuckleheads back there in Amherst. So you've been doing a great job on the board there, Evan, as well, and doing the updates as well. So keep things going strong, guys. We've got to go. We've got some charity hockey to play.
Yes, hopefully. Drop the gloves. Good luck.
Yes, we'll drop the gloves.
We'll get a video of me and Derek fighting.
Pure Sabres frustration.
Sounds good. Sounds like an entertaining game. Good luck, guys.
Thank you, guys. You guys keep going on with this thing. And before we go, I'll say it one more time. Make the sponsors happy, because coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy New York's outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. Brayton and Joe, take over from here. For Josh Schmidt, for TJ Luckman, I'm Derek Kramer from Harbor Center signing off. Brayton and Joe, keep things going for you with NHL draft coverage coming up next on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.